the chatoim gadas tarikim. Al kemli yikumu rishoyim b'mishpat zeh dohem avol. The chatoim b'yadas tarikim elu anshes doim. And both of them omruloi ena oimdim b'yad omruloi ena oimdim b'yadas tarikim. And they answer back, no, they won't stand up b'yadas tarikim. Avol oimdim b'yadas rishoyim. But they will stand up for din. Then they will have the din b'yadas rishoyim. Those ten meraglim will not have elam abor. Tells the side Yushalmi Lagasinim. We'll have to see. Yushalmi doesn't have in the Mishnah. I mean, the Gemara talks about it, but in the Mishnah, the Shal was the Gears was in the Mishnah. No, let's finish up. Just David. Dor ha-midbar ein lam chelilu ma-bor v'yayinoyim de-badir, they will not have a judgment by Tchias HaMesimidish. And then it says ba-midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu divur Rebbe Kiva, they will die and end there, they will not go further. We have lezai mano aleim on them, it says isvu li chasidai korse brisi olai zovach, that's the opposite, they will be zeichet olam ma-bor adas korach eino asidah lalis. Adas Korach will not come up from the ground. They will not have Olam Abor. Shenemrit says, Vatechas Aleim Oretz. Vayolam Azeh. In this world, Vayoivzu Mitoich HaKol, Li'olam Abor. They'll be destroyed even from Olam Abor. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lozu Aymer, Aleim Oretz. And then the Pesuk says, no, Hashem Neimus HaMechaya, Merit Sher Vayol, Hashem will bring up Yadas Korach.
They were also afraid. Now they did not see the history book. They did not know what happened with Yaakov Avinu. Why were they afraid? They were afraid Toshid because what the prophet says, Ki Ravu, he saw right.
The learning of this tape should be Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Peres Olivah Shalom.
Or says Tana Rabbanin, Dor HaMabud, Dor HaMabud, Ein Lahem Chelik Le'olam Habor. They do not have a portion of Le'olam Habor. Shem Rapostu says, a double lesson of Vayimach as Kol HaYikun. Asher HaPnei HaDom, a double lesson. So with Ashen, Vayimach as Kol HaYikun means, Be'olam Hazeh, they'll be wiped out from this world. Vayimchu Min Oretz, as if to say when it says, Al Kol Pnei, Asher HaPnei HaDom, it means Vayimchu Min Oretz, means Le'olam Habor. Didn't Rebbe Kiva, these are words of Rebbe Kiva, they will not be Zeichot Le'olam Habor. Also, they will not live for Tchias HaMesim, and they will not have a judgment then. Shneimer Pesuk says, "Lo yodin ruchi biyodim liyolam." That means, "Lo yodin v'lo ruach." I will not give them judgment again, and they will not have a ruach. They will not be awakened. Dovrach, another pshat is, "Lo yodin ruchi minshlotehei neshmosan chazeret lelidnon." That the neshama will not come back to the guf. But Tchias HaMesim, then the neshama will not come back. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef Oimer Afilu Bishor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machzir Neshamos Lavgor Meisim. Even when Kadosh Baruch Hu brings back the Neshamos to their dead bodies, Neshmosim Kosher Lehem Gehenim. The Neshamos only part for them in Gehenim. The Vesum Seed means the Nesham itself burns them up. Shneimer says Naposik Taharu Chashash Teldu Kash. That all the work will produce only stubble. Ruchachem eish toichalchem, and the ruach, their own neshama, eish toichalchem, fire itself would burn them up. Tana Rabban, what about this? Dor ha-mabul lo-nizgo, they only became huri, or they only went off, because ele b'shul toivah she'shbil ha-makadosh baruch hu, because all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, Hashem gave them good. Umak feared them, what does the Pesuk in the Yud say about them? Boteyem sholem mipocha, the house is free from fear. V'loy shevet alei hayaleim, there's no rule over them. V'loxib shoyru ibar v'loy iagil, the shore gave birth and did not lose its child. Tefalit parosa v'loy sheshaka, did not lose it. V'loxib says yishalcha kasoyna v'ilehem, v'yaldeyem irat kedim, they were dancing. V'loxib yisu basoy v'chino, they were singing with instruments. V'yisim chulakol ugov, they were happy with the music. Hosib Yivalu Yimeyim Batoiv, their days were swallowed up in good. Ushneisim Benimim, and their lives were sweet. They had a sweet life in the Dor HaMabul. Everything was great, everything was too good for them. Hosib Uverega Shol Yichotu, that in 1 second though, that they went down to the grave. In other words, when they died, they were healthy. Everything was good. Fihi Gormo, but this is what caused them. Shomuliel, that they said to Hashem, Yosim imen Hashem should go away from us, Vedas rechechol echavatzna, we don't want to know your ways, Mashaka ki navdenu, who are you Hashem, we should worship you, or Manuel, what do you help us? Kinifka bi, if we do, or worship you. If we daven to you. Omru, So they said like this, Klum tzrichananu loy el l'tipa shagashanim. Why do we need Hashem for? Only for the rain that He gives us. Yishinu yeshlonu l'horus samayanus. We have our own rivers and our wells. Shonu mesafkin mehen. That we could use it. We don't need theirs. We don't need what Hashem gives us. So that's the wakofa b'toiva. They did not appreciate all the goodness that Hashem gave them. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "V'toyve sheshbat lehem bo machisa moisi." Because of the good that I'm giving you, you're getting angry. You're making me angry. Ovo ani danosam. With that, I will punish you. Shneur the pasuk says, "Vani hinuni mevi esamavu mayim." I'll bring the marble because you got me angry because you were kofa toiv in the rain that I'm giving you. I'll bring down rain to destroy you. Rabbi Yosi, says, "Dor ha-marble when he's gone, he's a little bit different. You know why the marble went off? Why they became so hoary? Ela b'shvil galgalayin, because of the roundness of the eye. Shedayim alamayim, it's like water. In other words, they looked at the wrong places that the titles loose. They looked at ladies." Shemot says, "V'yikolem noshim yikol ha-shebachor." They picked ladies wherever they wanted. The figure, therefore, danosam b'mayim. Because Baruch would punish them in water, shadim la gargolain, it's like the roundness of the eye. Shemot says, "Nifkul kol minus toim rabba." All the great wells opened up. The rubas hashmaim v'tochu, and the windows in the shmaim opened up. Omred Yechanan, "Dor hamabul barabba kuklu." The chet was in the lashon of rabba, and of rabba nidon, they got punished for rabba. Barabba kuklu, they got punished for kuklu. Their veros was bikuklu. Shnemer it says, "Vayar Hashem ki rabba ruas adam." Or the rabba nidon, they got punished back with lashon of rabba. Shnemer it says, "Kol minus time rabba." All the great wells were opened up. Time rabba. Omred Yechanan.
There were three hot wells that were left over from the marble. The marble came down, hot water. Balua de Gader, that's one. The Chamitraya, that's where we have the hot springs of Tveria, that's left over from the marble. The Eina Rabosi de Biram, and the big Mayan that was in Biram. These three wells were still left over from the Doha marble. That's it, really, I don't know. Kihishchis. Kihishchis, not Palm Springs. Kihishchis, Kihishchis kol boser zaki alert. All the kihish kol boser. Omer Reb Yechon, melamed shebiya behema achaya. Even the behemoths were doing znus. They brought a behema and a chaya for chaya behema. The yakur al adam, and end up all of them lived with men. The yodam al akur, and a man went lived with the animals also. That's called kihishchis kol boser. Omer Rababa bakana, the kula chazru. All the minim went back to their own min. Even the animals, after the marble, only lived with their own min. I'm not sure when, it doesn't say for when, but they were chazru, chut mishashalmi. This one bird still lives with other animals. Rashi says, oifu, sha'oichez adayin, the tarbis roshim, is dazgu in akur. It was one bird that still lives with everybody. That's left over from the marble. No. Yomer Hashem Aleich. Kate called Bosa Bolafonai. The end of all Bosa is coming. Om Rabbi Yechanan. Vore kama godol koicha shachomet. Let's see how strong it is, robbery. Shurei dor hamabol over ala kirt. They did all the chatayim you can think of. But lenechta malayim gzadinam. What was the final judgment? At sheposht yudayim begezel. They started to rob from one another. Shnem the Pasuk says, ki mol oret chomet. That the world was full of chomet. That was last gzadin. Dipneim. Because of that, I'll destroy the world. It says, "Hachomus kom lamate rosha." Like chomus robbery stood up like a stick. I don't need you at all. That's what it said. What does this mean? Omer Reb Loza, Malam, come to teach us that at that time the Dor HaMabul shezokaf atzmai, like robbery itself stood up in front of Hashem kamaka like a staff. The Yom Rafnei Kodesh Baruch was stood in front of Hashem. The Yom Rafnei Kodesh Baruch was stood in front of Hashem. Lord Mehem, I don't need these people that are doing all this robbery. Lord Mamayim, enough of the monies. Lord Mehem, Lord Nobhem, don't let them get away with it. Because the Rishus itself came to complain in front of Hashem. That was the Gzadin. Robbery is the worst thing. The Yaf Al Noyach Nechtam Gzadin, really Noyach was not supposed to be killed out. Shenem Rech says, Lord Nobhem, and told Rabbi Shmuel, Af al noyach nechtach gzadin, really even a tzaddik like noyach was also supposed to be wiped out because it was a gzadin then. El shemotzah chen deni Hashem, just noyach found special grace in the eyes of Hashem. Shem it says Nichamti ki atitem, then it says B'neach motzachem ben Yashem. So this Gemara's Mashma could be there were other tzaddikim b'shas adaram abalotro. Doesn't mean every single person was a rosh of them. It could be there was some tzaddikim. Just it was exact in upon kulam, everybody. And even a tzaddik like Noach was supposed to be included in the Gzadin. Just there was a special fact of Noach Motzachem Ben Yashem. Supposed to say, Nochem Hashem Ki Yosef, so Hashem felt bad why he made another. Bioritz. So Ki Yosef Avdim Yomar, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yofu Asisi Shetakantu Lehem Kvoris. It's good, Baruch Hashem, that I made death for a person, or I made graves for people. In other words, that a person can be a rosh for only a certain amount of time. There's going to come a time when he's going to go. So like, it's good that I created graves. Boris. My mash, how do I know this from? Ksivaka says over here, Vayinochem Hashem. Ksivasam Vayinochem Oysam. Vidabra Libam. So he felt good because this Vayinochem Vayinochem. So mash with the death, there was some type of a nechama.
Yeah.
That like now the rishis, the bad, will go away. Vikadami, some say, Lo Yofra Tis, isn't it good what I did? Shetakanti Lem Kforis Boris, that I made graves in this world. Sivaka says here, Vinochem, Sivosan, Vinochem, Hashem Alarua. Ashadib, Ashadib Alasas Lamar. But, Eile told us Noach. Noach is Sadi Tom Hoyeba the Roysa. The famous Rosha, Omer Ab Yechanan, be the Roysa, only in his generation was Noach at Sadi. For Loi the Dara Sacherim, but if he would have lived in other generations like by Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have been considered anything so great. You see, he wasn't that great of a tzaddik. However, Resh Lakish Shamano, the Yosef of Madach, he was a tzaddik in his times, and everybody was, most people were Rishoyim, Kol Shechem B'Dara Sacherim. For sure, he would have been a tzaddik if he would have lived in other Daras where there would have been more tzaddikim. And Avraham Avinu, Mosho the Reb Yechanan Lamad Avadayim, what is the example of Reb Yechanan? Lechavius Shoyain. According to Reb Yechanan, he was only good in his door, but no place else. It's like a barrel of wine. Shoysumunachas the Mata Shechemitz. It's in a cellar of vinegar. So then Kaimai Rechanidus. In its own place, where all you smell there is just a bit of vinegar. Now you have one barrel with wine. Smells good. You enjoy it. But Shleidim Kaimai, you take the barrel of wine outside. Ain't Rechanidus. It doesn't, the fragrance is not so great. You don't smell that much a barrel of wine outside. It's only been kaimai. But Amar Abayshia, Moshe the Resh Lakish Lamad Avadayma, what's the example of Resh Lakish that Noach would have been a greater tzaddik? Daima Letzloichot Shel Plaitin, like a barrel of perfume. Shai Semenach has been Makam Atanefes. It's in a bad place. Sabim Kaimai Rechanoidis, even in the bad places, the bad smells there, you still smell this beautiful perfume. The Kol Shechem the Makam Abayshim. For sure, if you take the perfume out to a normal place, for sure it'll even smell further. So that's the marshal of Resh Lakish. Hashem wiped out everything was on the world. The question is why? If the person did chatoyim, they're responsible for the chatoyim, they are wiped out good. What did the poor animals do though? So, Tana, what? Right. It's a good question. Right. See, some learned the pshat was there. The Beis Levi says there was such riches, the teva of the world became ra. So Hashem had to create this world because the teva itself became there, like the more before. Even the animals it did. The more into something else here. Master still, it wasn't their fault though. They only learned from an Adam. Like, animal doesn't have its own seichel. But since Adam was doing bad, animals were doing bad. The question is, wipe out the men, wipe out the ra, and then the animals will come back to do good. Master says, no. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchom. Moshe was an example. Liyodam Sasha Chupa. First, to make the Chupa Lepanoi for his own son. His son's about to get married, so makes a beautiful Chupa, beautiful wedding. Deichkin Nikol Minei Suda. He makes a tremendous Suda, all different type of foods. 100 course meal. Liyomim comes the time of the Chasna Meifinoi, a day before the son dies. So what does he do? Omar do Pizer Es Chupa. He takes and breaks down the Chupa. Omar, the Melech says like this. Why did I make this so chup all the food? Only because I'm marrying off my son. Achshav Shemeis, now that my son died, chupa lomeli, why do I need the chupa for? So Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Omer, he said, klum barosi beima v'chaya ele mishvil adam. Why did I create the animals only for the sake of man? Man is the ikar of creation. And because of man, an adam, Hashem created everything else.
Now, Shodim Chayta, now by the Doha Marvel, that the Adam is doing such great Chatoyim that the Teva became Ra. I have to destroy this Teva. Why do I need animals? That's why now Hashem destroyed even the animals. Then it says, Mikol Hashem b'charav emesu. Whoever was on the dry land died out. So the ik is, v'loy dogum shebayam, but not the fish in the water, they did not die out. Even though the Midrashim say will soon see the water came down very hot. It was hot water, the boiling hot water, that should have killed out the fish also. You have to say that the boiling hot water only came down on the dry land. But the yamim, they still stayed normal. Therefore the fish lived. Dorash Rabbi Yaisi de Mikisri. Might have said, what the Pasuk say? Kalu apnei mayim tekula chakosam v'yorit. The water was easy, kal. Malami, shaynayach ha-tzadik machiach them. That Noach was giving to Chacha, was warning the people. The Yomelam, he said to them, I say tshuva, stop robbing, do tshuva. The Imlav, it's not the Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Aleim as the Mabul, Hashem will bring the Mabul, or Makfen Nevelosam Alamayim, and your Nevelos, your carcass will float on top of the water, you'll drown in the water. Kizikim, like Rashi says, it means Noidus, like a flask, a leather flask. Shemra says, Kalu Apnei Amayim, they'll be like swimming, they'll be like cow, they'll be floating on top of the water. Not only that, the whole world will go curse people like the Doha Mabul. Shneimer says, everyone will talk about how bad it was by the Doha Mabul. So, that they did not turn, such as the apostle, they did not turn to the vineyards, that they did go towards their vineyards. Kosha means they still went in their own ways. They did not listen to Noach, but they still kept on doing their own ra. Omaloi, Omi Makiv. Omaloi, Omi Makiv. Who is stopping? Like, who's stopping the Mabul from coming right now? Omlem, some of the Namlochim saying back to Hashem, Omlehem, that pray to Achas Yeshli. There's one tzaddik left on the world. Rashi says, Mishushelech, Hatzaddik Yomas Kaidim. He should die before the Mabul. Yeshli lohitzim, you cannot take him away. After Mr. Shelach, then the marble came. And came and saw the Yitzhak also, and if the